99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter live and local right this moment at Ridezilla, the revved up birthday brunch. All riders, welcome. It's going on now with the Tamale Lady and her breakfast brunch buffet is going on right now. It's absolutely free. Oh, that smells good. Ridezilla has turned 3 years old today, so it's a big celebration with massive one-day deals where you can save thousands. Yes. On ATVs, UTVs, dirt bikes, street bikes, PWCs. I don't know what it is, but it sounds cool.
Personal watercraft.
There you go. No less than 40% off and up to 75% off on the floor. Fox Fly Racing, 40% off. Oakley sunglasses, 50% off all winter riding gear. Some are just downright clearance priced here. I see a $1,000 tag on a nice bike here. Doorbusters, we have an electric motorbike for $299. Electric, yeah, that's what we have. So come on by. I'm here till noon at Ridezilla, Carson City on South Carson Street. Guests right now from the Douglas County Republican Central Committee, where you have Dave Burns and Dr. Robert Houchin. We're going to be talking about happenings and important Republican events in Douglas County, public events, the fundraisers, the major upcoming political events that you folks should know about. And Dr. Houchin is going to be talking about the upcoming election next year, the preparations and what the top opportunities are to make Nevada great. And we're looking at Senate and Assembly seat flip opportunities, how it's looking for preserving the current Republican seats and how to energize the base and beyond. Welcome, gentlemen. Dave Burns, I'm going to start with you. What's going on, Dave?
John, thank you very much. It's always good to see you and be with you, so I appreciate that. I want to start out with a question for you, though. John, do you know what gung-ho means?
It means fire up, buddies.
Fire up.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the American translation of that, but it's actually a Chinese word. Now, Thursday I learned this. Never too old to learn something, right? And so I learned that the Chinese word, at gung-ho, in Chinese, if you translate that, it says to work together.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I didn't either. So that's where we're at. We are trying to build and unify all across the state with the Republican Party. We want to keep our governor. And we want to flip some seats.
Dave, we have got to keep the governor because the top Democrat contender is just, in my book, doing every possible thing wrong. And he's trying to get on the news every week by doing these bogus little signing up with what other states are suing Trump for, which has nothing to do with Nevada. And the news media is cooperating and giving him basically free commercials with every little thing he's doing there, saying he's a man of action. And there's so many other things he can do in Nevada. But here's an opportunist. Not only that, Southern Nevada. He's a Southern Nevada guy through and through. So I know Lombardo is too, but Lombardo has a law and law and order background, and I think that's very important. I'm sorry for interrupting, Dave.
No problem, John. John, the truth is that there are some seats down there in Clark that we believe can be easily flipped. So that's excitement. That is really excitement for us in the Republican Party. There's been a lot of things that's examine the numbers and find out what's going on in these different districts.
So we shouldn't give up on Clark County, which people think is a solid blue.
Nope. It's not solid blue. And neither is Washoe. Be honest with you, if you look at the numbers,
Washoe is probably
about 50-50.
Well, leaning Republican, I think, right now.
Republican or Democrat. Yes, yes. But, you know, and I want to say this so the Republicans can hear clearly, the Democrats do not vote the governor in. And the Republicans do not vote the governor in. It's the independents. The independents
is they have a big chunk of
huge,
which is unusual, isn't it?
Well, it is.
I mean, they're what, 30% or something?
Oh, at least that.
640,000 independents in Clark County alone.
I've never heard of a percentage like that before with independents.
No, but they're actually leading both parties.
Wow.
So we want to, and I believe that 75% of those are conservative voting independent. So that's what we tap into. But I want to hit something here because I want Bob to be able to cover some stuff here. But Ken Gray is our assemblyman from District 39, and that is Douglas County and Lyon County. And he is proven to be a staunch defender of Republican values and principles, and we have greatly appreciated his representation in the assembly. He has now received the extraordinary honor of having been selected by President Trump as senior advisor to the National Cemetery Administration at the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. If you know Ken, he's a veteran and he is all veteran. And so to serve the veterans is an honor to him. Being a veteran himself, he will be serving on behalf of his fellow vets. He is not leaving Nevada, as his family will remain here. He will return eventually as he sees his long-term mission right back here in some official capacity. There is a process to replace him in the interim for the remainder of his current term, likely in a special session of the legislature. His replacement will have to run and compete for re-election in 2026. He will be back. Isn't that who said that?
I'll be back.
There you go, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And so that's Ken Gray. And I'm going to touch on something here real fast, and then we're going to turn it over to Bob. I will turn it over to Bob. We had a nice evening out. This is what's going on, general things in Douglas County. We had a nice evening out celebrating our local first responders at an annual event called National Night Out in Minden on August 8th, talking with the great folks in our community and registering voters. DCRCC is hosting two big fun upcoming events for the general community. A first annual cornhole tournament on September 6th at Genoa Ranch Golf Course, sponsored by some amazing local business organizations. Then on October 4th, our annual Heritage Barbecue will be at Douglas County Fairgrounds. I love those barbecues. Theme is Making Ranching Great Again, with an amazing lineup of speakers, amazing auctions, and great fun times for all included. A catered prime rib by Woodette's Diner.
Oh, I love Woodette's.
A favorite go-to local dining establishment, and they're huge supporters of us. More info and tickets for these events are available on our website at douglasnvgop.org. That's douglasnvgop.org. Our Republican headquarter office refurbishment is near complete, and we invite all to come by and enjoy a beautiful new patriotic environment, have fabulous conversation, and get much needed information about political happenings in Douglas and Nevada. Some major upcoming events all Republicans in Douglas County must be aware of now are on February 7th, we're going to be holding the Douglas County precinct meeting, no caucus this time. And all registered. Republicans are invited to attend. This is when Republicans discuss potential changes to our party platform, committee laws, name delegates to the county convention, developing solutions on major issues like the illegal maneuver, the Dems poll locking out of the lieutenant governor, Stravis Anthony, yeah, at the end of the legislature, and other important matters. Huh. Let's find out what that's all about. On February 28th, we'll hold Douglas County Republican Convention to codify the inputs from the precinct meeting and elect delegates for the new state Republican Convention in May. South Nevada, somewhere's yet to be determined. These major political party events are open to all registered Republicans. We strongly encourage participant of all more info about these key major events will soon be available on our website at douglasnvgop.org. With all of the above, it's an exciting times in Douglas County Republican country.
You guys are fired up, man. You really
are. We're excited.
Well, the election's coming up very close. Before we go to Dr. Bob here, we're going to take that was part one. Dr. Bob's going to have part two. We're going to have to take a break here.
Okay.
We're with the Douglas County Republican Central Committee at Ridezilla live, broadcasting live with a free buffet breakfast from Lady Tamale. And great deals and great prizes. I'm John Potter. Be here till noon. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time is 11:17.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, live for sure, here at Ridezilla, right on the showroom floor. When you walk in, great prizes. Grab yourself those $50 gift cards to Glen Eagles, and Lady Tamale is serving up the food right now for the free breakfast buffet brunch. Douglas County Republican Central Committee, part two. One more segment. This time we have Dr. Bob Houchin going to be talking about what we can do for the upcoming 2026 election. Hello, Dr. Bob.
Good morning, John. It's a pleasure to be here with you at Ridezilla here in Carson City on a gorgeous day. You know, Ridezilla is the number one power sports dealership in Nevada.
They got to you, didn't they?
They did. I'd like to plug our own sponsors for our events. The Cornhole tournament that's coming up is sponsored by Genoa Ranch Golf Course on Jacks Valley Road in Genoa. Other major sponsors are Widette's Diner at 1492 Main Street in Gardnerville. Christelle and Ramon will take special care of you. They're open 7 to 2 daily. VIP Plastics here in Minden, custom rubber and plastic manufacturing. They do agricultural, aerospace, automotive, and architectural metal and glass products. They're founded in 1961 by Howard Vipperman. And finally, the Nevada Republican Club out of Las Vegas, headed by Pauline Lee, who hopes to come up north to participate in our tournament. The annual Heritage Barbecue has a keynote speaker, and her presentation will be The Long Game, Save America and Western Civilization. The speaker is Janice Rogers Brown. She's a former jurist from the U.S. Court of Appeals in the D.C. Circuit Court and a former Associate Justice of the California Supreme Court.
And people can attend it.
That's correct.
All right. All this is on that website, right, Dave?
Yes.
All right. What's that website again? I already forgot.
Douglas NV.
GOP.
GOP.org.
Yes, sir.
All right. I got it now. Ask me in a half hour. I'll have it. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, doctor. Go ahead.
Not a problem. You know, with respect to the 2026 upcoming election, I'm a contrarian in the Nevada Republican Party, and the reason is the conventional school of thought is we did great in the 2024 election because Donald Trump won. But in my humble opinion, Trump would have won Nevada if the Republican Party had not done anything. The obvious truth is we failed to elect Sam Brown to the U.S. Senate, and we narrowly avoided a supermajority in the Nevada legislature.
Well, I have hurt feelings, too, about the Sisolak winning over Laxalt, only because, boy, I'm basically from here. I came here in 78. I know how Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada are two different states. And Southern Nevada will never stop trying to steal our water and try to make us pay our bigger share of taxes to support all the graft going on in Southern Nevada. So for Washoe County, Douglas County people to vote for a Democrat governor from Southern Nevada over a Northern Nevada candidate. It doesn't even matter the party. I just can't fathom that. It's a darn shame. I think we have too many newcomers who don't realize there is a schism between the two sides of the state.
It's absolutely beyond comprehension, and you hit the nail directly on the head, John. The road to a Republican majority in Nevada runs directly through Clark County. In 2022, we lost 10 legislative seats by less than 20,000 votes. And that's even closer than it sounds, because in order to make up 20,000 votes, you only have to convert 10,000. Move 10,000 from one side to the other, and you've got 20,000. Clark County has over 100,000 more Democratic voters than Republicans. But there are 640,000 registered nonpartisan voters, and nearly 60% of those are age 18 to 44. The older independents tend to be conservative, but the 18 to 44 crowd is where we have to address this upcoming election. Statewide turnout in 2022 was 55%. If we can't make up 20,000 votes on the remaining 45%, there's something seriously wrong. And we're not losing because our ideas are unpopular. We're losing because we're not reaching the right voters with the right tools.
What can we do, Doctor?
Well, my opinion, to win the 2026 election and beyond, we need to reach modern voters with compromising and conservative values. We need to modernize our outreach, energize our base, and connect with younger nonpartisan voters, especially in Clark County. Winning just 5% more from that group will flip those 20,000 votes in the legislature with it.
Okay, I'll go with that.
People are not comfortable with changes, however. We do what we do because that is what we have always done. I encountered this in the United States Navy. I wore a uniform with a bib on it to protect my uniform from the tar that we hadn't used in 100 years. The Republican Party must embrace the 21st century and build a digital campaign machine that wins hearts and minds. We need a strong, centralized website, social media messaging that works from Instagram and TikTok. We must reach the voters where they actually are. We need to email and text campaigns to inform and engage. We need a data-driven outreach targeting specific zip codes, age groups, turnout patterns using real-time data and analysis.
Dave has an idea. He just wrote this out for me. How about we trade Clark County for the northern counties of California, calling themselves the state of Jefferson? Let's do it.
Yeah, that works
okay.
For me.
Let's do it. Let's get the militia. Go
I
ahead.
Think it's a terrific
Sorry, doctor.
Idea.
Go ahead.
Not a problem. All of these suggestions are not theory. They're proven strategy. Just look at the success of candidates like Zohan Mamdani, who used a compelling and culturally relevant digital content to mobilize tens of thousands. While we may disagree on ideology, we can and must adopt his strategy to serve our mission.
All right, I'm in the spirit of gung-ho. There you go.
Absolutely. This isn't about changing what we believe. It's about changing how we fight for it. We must defend our rural communities, protect constitutional freedoms, and bring conservative solutions to Nevada's toughest challenges, from inflation and crime to education and energy. But we must also evolve our approach, or we risk falling behind permanently.
Have you ever thought of running for office yourself, sir?
Actually, I have, but I'm getting a little long in the tooth for that.
You're like the Abe Lincoln of Douglas County. That's what I'm thinking when I look at you and what you're saying and these words you give us, Doctor.
I've been accused of looking like Clint Eastwood on more than one occasion. And
really?
At one time I wrote to his publicist and said, you know, people are getting angry with you because I don't give them an autograph. So send me 100 autograph pictures and I'll pass them out for you.
No kidding. I see it now. I see the Clint Eastwood face. Oh, my gosh. Well, anything else, Doctor?
Well, I guess to wrap it up, what we need is a clear-eyed understanding of the numbers and where we must grow, a conservative foundation rooted in principle, not politics, a digital-first strategy that can flip seats with voters and restore our majority. We can reclaim Nevada for common-sense conservative leadership.
It's a whole new world, isn't it?
Now we're
going after digital outreach. Boy, used to be so simple back in the day. I'm so glad you're doing an early start on this. okay? This is a very important election, and I think the one after it is even more important because of Catherine Cortez Masto. So good luck, and the spirit of so many people are behind you, Doctor.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Anything else, Dave?
Yeah. John, I'm taking pictures here. Texting him to my wife. You think she'll let me buy one of these? Wow, what a deal.
Dave, it's worth a try. All right? Bring her some lady tamale food and sweet talk her through her stomach. There you go. Guys, gentlemen, it was a real pleasure for you to come here. Once again, the website, because you can attend. You know, not only are these gatherings for support, they're a lot of fun. You have a lot of fun events you've lined up already. Yeah. And, folks, you can go to them by going to the website, douglasnvgop.org. That's douglasnvgop.org. Get involved and have a fun time doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you have interest in attending Ken Gray's swearing-in Monday morning, August 25th at 6 a.m., there's a link on our website to that presentation.
Dave Burns and Dr. Robert Houchin, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. It's already over. Did you have something more to say? You look disappointed.
Well, I always got a lot to say.
You got a lot to say. All right, we'll have you on again. We got a break for Fox News, and then it's just me and you at Ridezilla. Come on by, and maybe you'll be our next guest. We're on the showroom floor of Ridezilla on South Carson Street, right between Nissan and Toyota dealerships, and we still have tickets to give you. Just ask for them. We'll give you a pair or even a four-pack to Carson City's Outlaw Flat Track Motorcycle Races, 7 o'clock tonight at Fuji Park. Good to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, it's 11:32.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
All right, Hot Rodder, thanks for showing off. Take care. Somebody's showing me pictures of their motorcycle on their phone. John Potter, live and local. We're here at Ridezilla in between the Toyota and Nissan dealerships on South Carson Street. I'm here for just this final half hour. But right now, folks, there's no longer a line. Good time to get in. The free breakfast buffet from the Lady Tamale, which is going on right now. We are giving away tickets to the races tonight at Fuji Park. Somebody just texted me, hey, guys, I'm coming to Ridezilla to pick up tickets, but won't be in Carson City until around 4. Is that okay? And I asked Craig, and he said, yes, that's okay. But, Craig, we got to put this person's phone number on it because everybody else will come in for these.
So. Exactly. I'll do a four-pack, family four-pack.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, so the person who just texted me about that, you got him.
Text us with your name. That way I have your name.
Oh, if you're listening, yes, yeah. Do that. That's a good idea. Text me back, ma'am or sir. These texts, you can't tell who.
I know, they're so impersonal, aren't they?
They are, exactly. So give me your name, and I will give it to Ridezilla, and you got your tickets if you can't make it here till 4 o'clock. Everybody else, come on in. Get your tickets, and also $50 gift cards to
Glen Eagles.
Glen Eagles. They are hidden in glove compartments. Mischievous Jerry Evans put them in there. So we might see some ransacking going on here. Also, and the biggest story here are the deep discounts in the sales with $1,000 off above that tags on certain bikes. And some of them, I've never seen these things before. They got, you know, electric motorcycles for kids that get down only up to my knee here. And this is a thing now, kids on e-bikes. And I know you folks are good parents, our listeners and everything, but the electric scooters that people have, it's a problem in Sparks, especially Wingfield Springs, Somerset. I hear people telling me that there are bans of these kids on these little e-bikes, and they're not following rules. They're easy to get. You can even rent one of these. They're laying all over the city, and you can own them as well. And in terms of getting people from point A to point B, you know, they're really popular. But I'm a worrywart, and you see a lot of these kids on these e-bikes and the scooters, and they're zipping here and there, and they don't have helmets on, and you just ask the question, well, what if that falls over? What happens to this person? And I
right.
think what happens is they get banged up. Usually if they don't follow the rules of the road and they don't obey the safety rules, and things can go very wrong. And again, you know, I don't like rules and regulations on people, but as these things are being used, folks got to be careful for these. Hello, dear. Did you come to see me? Oh, what's up?
My name's Lorene, and I came to thank you for the Godfather tour trip that I won.
Did you go?
I did. I took my daughter from Sacramento. It was fantastic.
Hey, wasn't that a hoot? Were you on the same cruise as I was?
No.
Okay.
No, I was on August 3rd. Cruise.
Okay, there's five more to go, and that's why I'm telling people you'll have a blast, even if you never saw the movie, you know? On Frank Sinatra's boat.
I went on the wooden boat.
The other one.
So I did the
Rat Pack boat.
Yeah. I went on the Godfather boat. And it was
He's
fantastic.
Got two boats. Yeah.
Narration was wonderful.
It was.
All the information from the driver of the boat to the servers and the antipasta, everything was absolutely wonderful. And I wanted to say thank you and meet this wonderful voice behind the man here.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, have a great
day. Well, that's so nice of you to come on by and personally do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go hit up Lady Tamale for a plateful.
I did.
Wasn't that good?
It was delicious.
Oh, so nice meeting you, dear.
Delicious. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Take care. I didn't get to bring up with the political guys or even Jerry. The redistricting, you know, I don't know if anybody in northern Nevada cares all that much about congressional districts in Texas, but for the record, I believe in doing it just about every 10 years, you know, because populations change, new people come into areas, and then leave them alone in between. I don't think that cheating becomes legit just because your side does it, and the fact that you can do something that gives you some advantage doesn't mean that doing that something is right. You know, I'm grateful for the strength that the Republican Party is showing in the country, and I believe that in a very large measure, the Republican Party has the right ideas and the right answers and is implementing the right policies. But I remember that one of our founders, one of the earliest voices of the Republican Party, was this tall man out of Illinois by the name of Abraham Lincoln, who more than once made the point that right makes might, and that might is power. And he believed that his growing political movement back in the day could achieve might by doing what was right, that the first step to power was being in the morally correct position, doing the right thing the right way. And this little game of, Texas is going to add some, and California is going to add some others. And it's just not a healthy, appropriate game to play, to be honest with you. Because here's the deal. We already have a society where a lot of people on both sides are beginning to seriously question whether or not things are fair. And you don't want to do things that reinforce their belief that things are not fair. Oh, my gosh. What do you think? 800 cc's there? Jerry just came in. Jerry, I'm sorry. I had to knock this redistricting effort in Texas.
You know what?
I just don't think it's right. Go ahead.
Why not? There's an old... Go ahead. Answer the question.
No, you missed my...
No. Give me your... Why not?
It should be done every 10 years, not at the whims and wills of let's get five more seats and we're gerrymandering things.
Do you know where that saying came from, too, which I've learned only recently?
From you, Jerry Evans.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was a a district, and I forget where it was, and we'll get back to your point.
But, okay, let me just say one more thing to back my case up. The Republicans already have the best policies, the best governance. We already have that. We don't need to do the surprise redistricting and try to grab some extra congressmen that way.
Well, think of it as an education, because what you're learning now is what states like Illinois have done, Massachusetts. There's not one representative in the entire state of Massachusetts that is a Republican. Not one.
Right.
Yet there are about 40% of the state are registered Republicans. So they have gerrymandered the entire state so that there is no Republican representation in the entire state. Illinois, there are only three. So and the saying is, how do you fight fire? With fire. So you just do what they do. You think they follow the rules or do whatever they do. It's blood sport for Democrats. It always has been. That's the one thing about Republicans. They tend to always care about what people think as opposed to doing and fighting against Democrats. But what I thought was interesting is the term gerrymandering, which is a combination of Jerry and salamander. And that was the term that was used over this district that was redrawn to avoid any Republican being elected. And I think it was in the state of Maryland, and it goes back many, many years, but the district looked like a salamander. And that's where the term gerrymandering comes from. And I think the person's last name was Jerry or something. Anyway, I just heard that recently. But again, how do you fight fire with fire? Do you think look at California. Democrats are doing this, and they've done this, whether it's, do you know, have they always done it every 10 years, or have they done it whenever they needed to do it?
Well, the district,
I know the answer to the question. Mm-hmm. That's why I asked it.
Well, the districts right now, listen, they're not perfectly formed, absolutely. But whenever you change district lines, somebody loses out. Somebody loses the power of their vote.
Exactly. Just like Republicans in the state of Massachusetts have lost any sort of representation for what they consider to be their policies or what they think is right as a Republican. There are no Republicans that represent the state of Massachusetts in Congress, in the Senate, or the House.
Well, right, because the population is very, very liberal and blue in Massachusetts.
There's still, and I agree. I mean, I've been to Massachusetts lots of times
I
lived in Maine. So you know that, but there are some Republicans. So unless you're going to do something to say, well, whatever we have in terms of registered Republicans, if that's 40%, if it's 25%, if it's 20%, do you then mandate that, well, okay, we have to have 20% of our, and that would be if they have 10 seats in Congress, they would have two Republicans in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
They have gerrymandered the state of Massachusetts to the point that there, I will repeat again, not one representative, Republican representative, in the Senate or in the House. Illinois, same thing, only three out of, I think, they have 20-plus Republicans. Most of them, obviously, the population center, mm-hmm. Cook County and Chicago. To some extent, Springfield, where the state capital is.
Well, but Massachusetts is what it is. California is what it is. But right now, we're just, okay, first Texas, then California. They're just offsetting wrongs at the point. I think I'm old school. I think if you lay out your ideas and your policies and your agenda, that's how you win. It's not how you win or lose. It's how you play the game, right?
All right. Learn
that in Little League Baseball.
What does that say right there, John?
2025.
Okay. It's not 1960 anymore.
Well, that's a shame.
I don't know about that, but again, it's if you don't play the game the way the Democrats play the game, you will be in the minority, as evidenced by the state of Nevada.
That's not right. Shouldn't be a game. Shouldn't be a game.
Well, it's, unfortunately, you're right. It shouldn't be, but it is.
And you're going to play along.
Fight fire with fire.
All right, my friend. We're going to take a break. I'm John Potter, Jerry Evans here at Ridezilla, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:51.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Gratified that you were listening at that time. We still have tickets for walk-ins for the next 10 minutes. We're here here at Ridezilla. You get tickets, two packs or four pack, to the motorcycle races going on tonight at Fuji Park. It's called the, what is it, the flat race or
Outlaw
Fast Track. There you go. There you go. You give them to me. It's okay. You got a lot of tickets, man. What'd you do for those? Sweet, talk your way.
Yeah, I did. Ben, I said, Ben, give us some tickets to give away.
Oh, that's sweet. Did I chase Jerry away with that discussion? Did he leave? I think he left.
He didn't leave, he's up there talking to one of our other account executives.
He's going, we got a liberal in our midst.
Nobody could ever convince me that you are.
Okay. I wanted to mention the press release machine that is Nevada Attorney General and new candidate for Governor Aaron Ford. It just keeps cranking out these salutes to himself. And our local TV news, at least channels 2 and 8, which seem to print everything from the local Democrats as real news, they keep printing them. And this is from Tuesday. Both Channel 2 and Channel 8, Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford has filed a lawsuit against Media Lab, AI, and its social messaging app, Kick. Never heard of them. The suit claims harm the company has caused to Nevada's youth. I bet there's probably five Nevada youth on this thing. Yes, according to the release from the Attorney General's office, that's Mr. Ford. But again, Channel 2 and Channel 8 using the same wording and using the same quote from Ford, which they know he never said. Ford wrote it and his press release. And here's another one. Now, this happened Monday. Nevada Attorney General, this guy just cranks him out. Nevada Attorney General and candidate for Governor Aaron Ford is again suing, no kidding, the Trump administration, this time over ICE and crime victim funds. He joined 19 other state attorneys general. Boy, that takes a lot of effort, right? Asking a judge to stop the DOJ from withholding the funds if states don't cooperate with ICE and help with illegal immigration. So let me get this straight. Nevada's politicians were all up in arms that the Trump administration called the Silver State a sanctuary state. Everyone from Ford to Governor Lombardo to everybody else came out strong. Oh, Nevada's not an illegal immigrant sanctuary state. And then on Monday, Attorney General Aaron Ford says, hey, how come you're going to hold back government funds if we don't cooperate with ICE or any other illegal immigration enforcement? Hey, if we're not a sanctuary state, why are you suing the Trump administration over losing funds if you don't cooperate with ICE? I mean, you just can't have it both ways. But Mr. AG is just signing on to these other suits against the White House, so it makes the news every week and builds his Democrat voter base to beat Lombardo in the election. Will it work? It's working so far because the TV news is in full support mode for him and other Democrats, as I've seen up close, by the way, for years. Yes, there are liberals in the TV newsroom. Well, how much time do I have, Greg? 2 minutes. Okay. I have so much more to say. Oh, wow. Showing me your phone there. I have so much more to say, but time has run out. Let me end by saying this is a great day to come by to Ridezilla, the revved up birthday brunch. And she's still serving up the free breakfast buffet brunch food. Lady Tamale. We have door busters like a Moose 16-inch e-bike, $299. Every e-bike I see is like over a grand. This thing is $299. It's brand new, too. Alpine Stars helmets for $60. You save on parts, accessories, gear, and apparel today. No less than 40% off and up to 75% off Fox Fly Racing and Liat Apparel, 40% off Oakley sunglasses, 50% off all winter riding gear. Massive one-day deals on ATVs. You can save thousands on individual UTVs, dirt bikes, street bikes, PWCs, all watercraft, all snowmobiles, too. You can buy them out of season and probably save on top of that just for doing that. All to celebrate the ultimate off-road birthday bash and camp-style hearty cowboy brunch catered by the Tamale Lady. And this goes all day, but I'm leaving. Craig, thank you for all your help. Jerry Evans, I better go kiss up to him, so I got to do that now. I'll talk to you all next Saturday, live and local, between 9 and noon, every Saturday on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Phil, hey, Phil, thanks for doing a great job in Carson City producing the show, my friend. I will see you Monday doing the traffic and news with you. Folks, have a great day.